Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Candid, a podcast by Swatch and AMDA. I'm your host, Grace Brown, and as always, I'm so happy you're here. What is up, guys? It has kind of been a while since I have talked to you, with just you and me, and with no guest or anything. Last week I was on the Alternative podcast with Emma McGowan. You might know her as Dolly Parton wannabe on TikTok. It was so much fun. We just kind of caught up and she asked me a few different questions. I love being on the podcast. It was so fun kind of being in the other person's shoes. Not only did I learn a lot, but it was just fun. I had a lot of fun. So make sure you go check that out if you haven't already. It was great. I actually just got back from turning in my garment for the fashion event. And I'm so excited about that. I'm so happy that's over with, that I turned it in. Fingers crossed that it gets picked for the show. But it took me a lot of time and a lot of tears. And I'm excited for it. I'm excited to see what everybody else thinks of it. And it's a very emotional, touching piece. I sound cringy saying that, but it really is, because it has a lot to do with my mom and her artwork. So I'm very excited. I will be sharing a video on that towards the end of the week or next week sometime. I'm not really sure. So just make sure you're on the lookout for that. I'm really ready to share it with you guys and see how you react. Kind of furthering this catch up, it's been super rainy in Auburn, which kind of stinks, but I kind of like rainy days. I know that's an unpopular opinion. And it's been nice because I really don't like a lot of natural light in my room. I know that sounds so depressing, but I feel like my room gets very hot easily. I don't know if that makes sense, but like the sun beaming in makes it so hot. So it's been nice. The rain has made me kind of open up my windows, like my blinds, obviously, and kind of let some natural light come in without getting my room too toasty, which has been really nice. I also wanted to talk about this and kind of answer this question for people who have asked before. I've been getting the question about a million times. I'll do a question box for something like, hey, what do you like from Chipotle? And a million people will ask me, what are your post-grad plans? Like, which is, it just makes me laugh, because in high school you always complain when people ask you this, and in college it's still the same way. So instead of asking someone their post-grad plans, maybe ask them, I don't know, anything else, literally any other topic. Everyone is just clawing at my throat to figure out what my post-grad plans are. But I'm grateful that you guys are very curious. But the thing is I don't really know my post-grad plans yet, because I am going to take a break for a little. I need to enjoy a summer while I'm not doing anything. The past 4 summers, I have done school. I literally have done school every single summer of college. And if I wasn't doing school, I was like working or babysitting, trying to fill my day with time. Or trying to fill my day with things to do. I will still be TikToking and doing social media and everything, so that won't be going anywhere, but I just need a break from school. So I talked with my parents and I was like, I'm just gonna enjoy the summer, travel a little bit, and I don't know, kind of hope for the best. This is the youngest I'll ever be, the most single I'll ever be, and probably the most free I'll ever be, in a way, like not tied down at all. And not that you can't do all that stuff when you are tied down with work or relationships, but I just kind of need to figure out some things by myself first. And my parents were completely on board, which has been so great, so helpful. And I think a main reason why they were on board for this was mainly because when you apply for a job in the fashion world, a lot of people in New York don't hire until after Labor Day. And so that's September. So I literally have like a whole 3 months to kind of figure out my life and see where it takes me. I really feel like something's going to pop up. I know I'm going to find a career by September. I'm not rushing because I have the rest of my life to do this. So that is the answer to the question. I'm taking some time off. I'll start the job search at the end of the July, and I will be working by September, chances are. If anything changes, I will let you guys know. But that is the plan for right now. City-wise, not quite sure. I'll be in New York for a majority of this summer, just kind of hanging out. And if I want to live there after the summer's over, then I will. But if I get a job offer in another city that I love, then I might take it. I don't think it's scary. I'm ready for it. But that is the update. As far as other catch-ups go, I wanted to talk about this because I feel like people have started to notice, but I've been changing, kind of, not changing my content. That's so dramatic of me. I've just been adding in a little bit more of a personal standpoint. And what I mean by that is like telling great stories and funny stories and whatnot. My friend Chloe has really inspired me to do this. And so I thought, why not? It's so fun getting to know you guys. And I feel like you only see such a portion of my life that this was a great idea. It's a good way to teach other people lessons that I've had to learn. And there's just some really sentimental ones that I'm happy I get to share with you guys. So if you're watching those and you like them, let me know. And I hope you guys enjoy it because I'm going to keep them going. I've gotten a lot of positive feedback on them and I love doing it. This weekend, I'll be in New Orleans. By the time you're listening to this, I will be in New Orleans. And I'm so excited. I'm going with some of my roommates and my parents are going to be there. It's just going to be a fun weekend. And I'm ready for it. I've already been to Mardi Gras. I loved every second of it. I have strategically planned my outfits for this time around. And I cannot wait for you guys to see all the content that comes from it. I think that kind of sums up catching up. I mean, I have a very busy next few weeks, so y'all will all be a part of that on TikTok. And of course, catching up on my podcast. But today, I wanted to talk about an important subject. And that is something I've been dealing with recently. And I'm not even going to say dealing with. It's something I've been enjoying recently. So I got to pull it up. But the other night, I posted a TikTok. Sorry, it took me a second to find, so I cut out for a second. But I posted a TikTok and it said, "My life has been very boring lately. Not in a way that I feel like I need to do something, but in a way where I'm excited for what mug I get to drink my sleepy time tea out of. Class gives me something to do, and my nighttime routine is my favorite part of the day. Boring doesn't have to be miserable, it's actually very necessary. I notice small things more often and appreciate life just a little bit more." And the feedback I got was great. A lot of you guys were like, "Totally relate, I love this, blah, blah, blah. This spoke loud to me." I'm reading the comments as we speak. And Spencer, shout out to you, commented on my TikTok and said, "You need to talk about this on your podcast." And I know I've talked about being alone. I know I've talked about overcoming things, having breakdowns, but I've never really talked about being stable. And I feel like that is just something that is so, so important to discuss, because we're always finding advice for the highs or the lows of your life, never really the medium. While my life has been very stable, I guess you could say, or very boring, these past few weeks, it's about to speed up. So I'm kind of at the tail end of this because I have a lot of vacations. I graduate, my brother's wedding, and like life, you know, life just kind of happens. But these past few weeks, I think it's been like a month and a half, have been so great for me because I really did need some time to slow down. So I guess the best way to start this is kind of talking about my childhood. Everything kind of roots back to the childhood. My mom, she's the best mom ever. as you guys can tell from TikTok, or if you can't tell and you're just listening to this for the first time, she is so creative, always coming up with new things, and a very active person. And she was the class mom and blah, blah, blah. I've talked about it a million times. But she would always tell me, especially in my adult years, I know it was kind of a struggle because I have always been such a curious child. I asked a million questions. I was annoying. I will admit it full-fledged, but it's the reason that I'm still so curious now and still stay busy now. But basically, my mom said that every day I would wake up and basically ask her to give me Disney World. And if you don't understand that, basically what she's saying is like every day you would need just constant entertainment. And I've always been kind of a busy bee. And when I was little, I associated a break or like rest, like sad in a way. And I know that kind of doesn't make sense. But I just was a very active kid. And because my parents did such a great job of always keeping me entertained and stuff, like I said, I viewed these really down moments like of rest, of like bad or sad. And that was not my parents' fault or anything. That's just how I felt. And this really translated majorly into my adult life in a terrible negative way. And it wasn't until last year when I really had to overcome it. And basically what I mean is if there was downtime, I was looking at it as bad. And so I would keep myself fully packed, fully busy, never take a rest because rest is bad. And I knew when I did, I would kind of have to come to terms with things that have happened in my life, which would give me anxiety. And basically just the short summary of this was I was always very distracted. And it wasn't until last year, like I said, that I kind of had to take a break and learn how to be boring and learn how to sit down and watch TV, which is so funny because it comes so naturally to people, but I really just am not good at it. I don't like it. I still don't like it, but I make myself do it because my body is just going to give up one day. There's only so much you can do in a day, and I've had to learn that. Like I said, these past few weeks have been very stagnant. I don't know if that's a good word. I'm going to look it up. Okay, yeah. Stagnant or stagnant? I don't really know. But yeah, I was right. That was a good word to use. And I feel like these past few months, especially in the fall semester, have been so busy with family and then holidays and whatnot. And January is a very depressing month. Do not get me wrong. I talked about it on the podcast. I had a very low January. I did not have a good January, or I didn't have the best days in January. I don't want to sum it up as a whole because there are some good things that happened in January. But February has been great for me. I haven't really been doing anything other than forcing myself to do stuff, which sounds crazy, but I've really been trying to get back on top of my routine and having really structured plans. That way I have extra time to be bored and be boring and read a book. So it's kind of just opened my eyes up to everything. I've actually loved every second of it. And what I mean by opening my eyes is forcing myself to be boring has made all the fun nights so much more worth it. And I feel like people never see that. Like they just see, oh, well, she only goes out one day every week now instead of three. And like, yeah, but that one night is going to be so much more fun in a way because I'm not going out all the other three and doing the exact same thing. So being bored has also led me to be really creative in a way and think about what content I want to create for you guys, what I want to do creatively, and how I want to move forward. I feel like it is so important to be bored, especially when you're like 21, 22, right before you go into a career, because I've changed my mind about so many things. I used to be dead set on a career, on a city, and now I'm just kind of open to anything because I realized that if I can be bored in Auburn, Alabama and still be happy, I could be bored in any city. And I guess that's just kind of an appreciation that you have for yourself rather than your environment. And yes, an environment is so important. I am an advocate for that. I've always believed that. But it's also really important to be okay with having stability or being bored and not being distracted. So it's led me to do creative things better, and I've changed my mind on a lot of things. I know a lot of people struggle with this because you're either really high or you're really low, and no one ever talks about the in-between. Like, I'm just kind of doing life. There's nothing that's just absolutely crazy right now. And like I said, things will be picking up in the next few weeks with crazy stuff, but I'm just kind of doing it, and it's kind of weird, and no one really gives advice about it, so I put up a little Q&A on my Insta and told you guys to ask me some questions, so I'm going to answer those for you guys. As you know, I always do this for every podcast, so definitely make sure you follow me on Instagram to be able to ask me some questions. Here we go. First question. How do you enjoy spending time alone? This is a great question because I used to have to go everywhere with someone. I couldn't even go to the grocery store without having a friend. But this is how I learned. Now I literally prefer being alone when I go do things, which sounds awful. I love hanging out with my friends. If you're my friend listening to this, I love hanging out with you. But you just know I love my alone time. Basically, I had to put myself in an environment where I didn't have anyone except for myself. And that was me moving to a new city and not really knowing anyone. I mean, not knowing one at all, like anyone at all. And I was forced to go out and do things by myself because if I needed to get breakfast and didn't have anything at home, guess what? You're all alone, so you're gonna have to go alone. And it was uncomfortable at first eating alone, and I thought it was weird. But the truth of the matter is, like, nobody is ever looking into it that much. And if they are, they need to reevaluate themselves. Basically, what I'm saying is that means that they are projecting and they wouldn't feel comfortable doing it themselves, which is their own issue. So I started doing that. I started going on walks alone and started listening to podcasts while I was on walks. And it kind of has just opened up a whole new world for me. But I understand that people can't just put themselves in a new city and go quote unquote cold turkey by doing things alone. So some things that you could do if you are still in college and still have roommates and stuff is make a point to take yourself out on a date by yourself. Kind of scary, I know, with something you'd like to do. If you want to go grab coffee by yourself. And I'm not talking drive-through. I'm talking like bring a book, sit down and drink coffee. Auburn has a ton of great coffee places, and I know pretty much any other place has one coffee place at least. Even if it's Starbucks, just do it. There are literally so many things you could do other than coffee. You could take yourself to an antique market or go on a walk. Just do what you think you would want to do with a friend or with a boyfriend or a girlfriend and go and do it by yourself. And it seems scary, but I promise you, the more you do it, the more that you are used to it. The next question someone asked was, how do you get over the anxiety of always needing something to do? This is a hard one for me because I always feel like I should be working. And a lot of that has to do with the thing I do for work is like a passion. I talked about this before. It's very hard. But I'm always working. I always feel like I need to be doing something in order to be successful. And while I think that is productive and it will be great in a work environment, I have to learn how to turn myself off. And so how I learn how to get over this anxiety of always needing to do something is I gave myself one list per day. And I gave myself time limits for all of these things so that way I could get them done and know that they were done. But also, something that is so, so important with this is don't ever put off anything. If you need to make your bed, it takes you literally 2 minutes, go make your bed. If you need to do laundry, throw the laundry in the washer. Because the reason that you have anxiety of always needing to do something is because in the back of your mind, something is living there being like, oh wait, don't forget, you still need to type up this paragraph for class that's due in 2 weeks. As soon as you see something that you need to do, just go ahead and get it done, but also set those boundaries with a list every day and make sure you just drill through that list. Don't make it too long, obviously, or that literally defeats the entire purpose. This is how I got over that anxiety, was making a list, but also getting those little small tasks done just so I don't always feel overwhelmed with small things and always feel like I have to do something. The next question I got was, I enjoy being bored, but it's something that kind of affects my sleep cycle and productivity. Do you have any advice for this? My answer is yes, I have advice for this, because no one ever said being boring meant being unproductive. Being boring is just being very still in your life. And I guess boring is such a bad word to use for it, but it's what I'm gonna use because I feel like that gets the point across more. Being boring is just being stable. You still can get things done, like I just said, and you still should be, you know, doing your work, going to class, whatever. It's just you taking the time at the end of the day to reflect and kind of look at like, hey, I had a great day and I didn't have to do anything completely crazy or like completely fun or go buy something, you know. It's just being content with what's natural in life. And I feel like part of the sleep issue with being quote unquote boring is because people see boring as like not being active, not being productive. Still go be active, still go be productive, but just be happy with that. Be happy that you are being productive and active, and not because you bought something or you went out to dinner. Just be okay with being like simple and plain. Not even plain. Plain is such a bad word. I shouldn't have said that. Just be okay with being plain. If you are doing work and you are still being productive, that's great. Your sleep cycle could be affected by you lounging in bed for too long or doing work in your bed. I literally do not sit on my bed unless it is an hour before bedtime. And the reason for that is because you never want to associate work with your bed or something that isn't sleeping with your bed, because every time you get in it to fall asleep at night, you're going to be associating it with the environment that you need to work in it. And although this could be uncomfortable in situations like you having to work in a new area or space, this is the biggest tip I give to people for sleep. Basically, still be productive, still stay active, and kind of take the word boring out of unproductivity, because it just is not what that means. And it's very easy to lose sight of that, but it's still so important to stay active and productive. Someone said, do you associate being boring with growing up? This is a great question. I absolutely love this question. And I think yes, I think 100%. I didn't mean to. Like, I didn't mean to grow up or realize that I like the simpler things or realize how much I love cooking and not need as much entertainment. But I think it is in a way. If you asked freshman year me about this, I would have been like, she's never going to grow up because she always needs entertainment. But now I don't. And I think that as you grow up, you learn to find joy in things that are very stable and not completely out of the blue or crazy. So I guess I would associate that with growing up. And I don't even want to say boring anymore when we're talking about growing up. I just want to say mature. Which sounds so cringe. I don't want to sound cringe. But yeah, I mean, I just feel like more maturity is coming to play because I rather read a book than go out. And that just kind of happens when you grow up because you've experienced the going out scene and blah, blah, blah. I'm going to answer two more questions because a lot of these are repetitive and I never want to be repetitive on the podcast. But someone said, what are some important things that you do in your daily routine that you appreciate now that you wouldn't in the past? So some things I really love, other than, you know, picking out my mug and all of that. I really love figuring out what perfume I'm going to wear that day. Because, you know, you spray it on in the morning and you smell it for the rest of the day. Does that sound weird? Like, maybe, but it's just kind of exciting. Like scent of the day, I guess. I appreciate seeing my roommates when I'm cooking dinner, because we are all so productive and busy throughout the day. We don't always have the same schedules, but I look forward to that. I also look forward to journaling every day. I used to kind of dread it because I would just rush through it. I would be so busy, but now I love journaling. It gives me time to reflect. If you don't journal, I'm a huge advocate for that. If you've even listened to a millisecond of any of my podcasts before, you would know that. But yeah, those are three things that I am really finding great and important in my daily routine that I appreciate a little bit more, even though my life is very stable right now. The last question I got was for book recommendations, and I have a few. I've talked about them on TikTok. The first one is The Body Keeps the Score. This is so awesome. It kind of teaches you about the human mind and why people have trauma. It's kind of a deep book. Don't read it unless you think you're ready, because you do learn a lot about yourself and it kind of makes you sad. It's not a story. I mean, it is stories. It is sad. The stories are sad, but it really forces you to like reflect on everything and like your childhood and why other people act the way that they do. And it's great, but it's also it's a hard read. The next book is 101 Essays That Will Change the Way You Think. I read this last summer, completely changed my life. 100% recommend. Two more books are When the Body Says No. This book kind of covers stress and how it's a disease. I haven't really dived in. I don't know. Feel free to correct me, but I won't hear you. I haven't really gotten into it yet, but I'm excited to get into that one. And then, of course, the book Daring Greatly. I love this book. Once again, I need to kind of get deeper into it. I'm a slow reader, but I'm trying. So those are a few of my book recommendations. I really hope this podcast has helped you in some type of way today. I hope I kind of summed all of it up and basically why I've been enjoying having a boring life. So if you have any questions, if you want to reach out, if you have any recommendations for guests, topics, anything, make sure to go reach out to me on Instagram. I do my lifestyle all on the Styled XGB account, and that means Styled by Grace Brown. And yeah, please feel free to reach out. I love hearing your guys' feedback, and I'm excited to hear what you guys think of this episode. I'm your host, Grace Brown, and thanks so much for being candid with me.